Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Renee's Heart to Heart. This is Renee, and I'm really glad you made it by today. Today is our last day on the show this week. I will not be back until next Wednesday. So I'm glad you came by so that we could talk about a few things. Yesterday on the show, we were talking about a fairly serious situation, the bully experiment, and much to my chagrin, it enticed a prank caller, I guess you would call him, or an immature adult, or somebody with a mental disconnect, started calling in the show. A couple different times, he had two of my lines lit up, and of course, I'm afraid that I might be ignoring somebody who has a legitimate problem or a legitimate comment that they'd like to make in reference to the show that we're doing, or in anything else that they think this would be a good venue to discuss. And I was, I have to wait until I hear. At one point, this gentleman even addressed me by name and asked me how I was and then started just talking filthy. In the other phone calls, he pretended to be a woman and sang and cried and carried on. And part of me was angry. Part of me was worried. So Shelley and I decided that we would do a show today about, those kind of things. Is that real prevalent? And I remember calling people and saying, "Hi, this is your local repairman. Is your refrigerator running?" "Yes." "Well, then you better go catch it." Now that to me, even though it wasted people's time when I was 6 or 7 years old, I thought it was very funny. So, but I would never call an organization that's trying to do things to make things easier for other people and discussing important topics and everything and do something like that, because it is incredibly disrespectful. I'm going to bring Shelley in because I found out something while I researched about these kind of things yesterday. So I think she's going to be shocked when I tell her what I found out. Good morning, Shelley.
Well, good morning, Renee.
How are you?
Doing good. I'm curious to see what you found out.
Well, I Googled prank calls, and I was floored to find out that several pages of what's on a page, maybe 10 or 12 sites that you can go to, were all ways to join special prank phone call sites. Have fun with your friends. Have a good time with prank calls. Join us at Prank Calls Unanimous or Prank Calls for Fun. All these sites. I mean, in the 50s numbering of sites that you can call and join sites that you can make prank calls from.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, I didn't know that there were that many, but I used to, years ago, I used to listen to talk radio shows on my way into work in the morning, and 95.5 and a couple of the other local stations, and two of them used to have prank calls done. Somebody on the show would call, they would set somebody up, and people would write in and they would want to set up their brother-in-law or their wife or their kids or something like that. And then the radio station would call this person and they would have a script. I mean, it would be all scripted out. And some of them were hilarious. A couple of them I didn't care for. A couple of them kind of offended me, but I could still see the humor in them. I just wouldn't have done that to another person. And then they always let the person know at the end that it was a prank. So when the person got off. So that mentality is out there, you know, pranking somebody. But the difference between that type of thing, which is kind of prevalent in radio shows right now, it first of all, it's the radio show out, not into the radio show. And the other thing is there's never any profanity. And if there is any profanity, it's bleeped out on the radio show. You know, if the person starts cursing, they bleep it out because sometimes they get these people really upset, you know, and then they find out it's a prank and then they start laughing. There's even a lot of TV shows about that right now where people are pranked, they're scared, scare tactics, you know. They pretend that they you know, put the person in harm's way and then they let them know it's all a big joke. Some of these things I actually don't like because I personally don't think it's funny to scare the wits out of somebody or make them think something horrible is happening and then let them off the hook. It just bothers me. But there's a big draw for that kind of stuff right now. The difference between that and this caller here, and maybe that's where he's getting the idea from, is that, number one, he's being vulgar and crude. And like you said, he's calling into a radio show where we're trying to connect with people. We're trying to motivate people to care about one another and to make the world better. And certainly prank phone calls may have their place for entertainment value, but not on the venue of what we're trying to do with our show. It's and plus the fact the way this individual is doing it is I would classify as disturbing. It's not funny. It's vulgar and disturbing. And if we have young people watching the show, it's certainly not appropriate for anybody to be subjected to that because it goes beyond a prank. You know, if you prank someone, you pull out a chair and they fall and they injure their back or something, that's not funny, but that's people consider that a prank. I don't. I consider that careless, reckless, and inconsiderate behavior and immature behavior. You know, a prank should just be funny. When the prank's over, everybody should be laughing, not just the person that perpetuated the prank. When only the perpetrator is laughing, it wasn't a prank. It was just something that was just cruel, and that's right. The guideline. On these shows, the person that got pranked is laughing just as hard as the people that pranked them. So it's fun. It's all done in good fun. But when the person that got pranked isn't laughing at the end, then you have to look at what you just did and kind of reevaluate. It was cruel. It was over the top. It was insensitive and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think your statement of after the prank is over, if it's really a prank, everybody should be laughing is the golden rule. But maybe you and I both said, you know, that was like a prank call, and maybe we need to re-evaluate the fact that it wasn't a prank call. It was an abusive call. It was several abusive calls. With innuendos that were, first of all, uncouth, unkind, and the last one was just out and out gross. I mean, like right. He was 5 or 6 years old and think it's funny to talk about poop and all the other stuff that he talked about. So I guess today's show, then, is going to be a little bit, we're not going to have a full show either, by the way. Things piled up on me today, and in order to get out of here on time to get on the airplane and everything, I have to be out of the house quicker than I thought I was going to have to be. So that's why I decided not to go into the big topic that I had planned about kids, adopted children looking for their birth parents, which is a big show. And we'll do that when I come back. But I decided to make today's show about respect. And we talk about respect a lot, and we talk about the value of giving respect and receiving respect. We've also talked about on several occasions the fact that except for mutual, what's a good word, normal respect that should be afforded everyone by everyone, there's another respect that's a couple notches higher, and that's the kind of respect that you earn from friends and family. And I think that, of course, somebody who sits in the privacy of their home and makes calls like this person did yesterday needs some help. So as angry as I am, I'm also filled with a little bit of, I don't know, probably maternal concern for this person because I don't think that they're well. And
right.
But the respect part of it is, you know, respect is incredibly important to all of us. I mean, you and I both know in the business world, respect is everything. If just in your own family, respect is everything. Because respect means that you listen to someone else when they have something to say. That's respectful. That you are not abusive to someone else. Even if you're angry with them, the anger shouldn't snowball into abusive talk like I hear young people do all the time. That's not respectful. Respect means that you give other people their space. A family scenario that happens in my house a lot, and I give probably monthly lectures here about this, and that is you have a room full of people watching television. And in my house, we have a family room that's right outside the kitchen. And I'll look over and I'll see some people watching TV and somebody will come into the kitchen while I'm cooking and want to talk to me. And maybe it's right after school and they're all excited telling me something. And pretty soon I'll hear somebody in the living room that's watching a show or the news or whatever they're watching say, I'm watching this show. And the person that's very excited turns their head and looks like, yeah, 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 but then continues on. Very, very minor thing, you know, but annoying and disrespectful. Somebody else was in the room first watching a TV show, and you come in like whatever you have to say is so important that everybody's going to want to drop what they're doing and listen to you. Well, probably grandma does or mom does, but probably nobody else does. So we have conversations about that kind of stuff a lot, and that concerns making sure that you're not infringing on other people's space. When you say that to a lot of people, they think that it just means that you're a close talker. You know,
right.
They say to me, oh, I never get in anybody's space, and I think to myself, oh, my goodness, that's so untrue. It means infringing on their space, interrupting what they're doing, talking to them when they're not able. How many times, Shell, have you been on a phone in your office, and it's an important phone call, and had somebody walk in your office, when back in particular when you were the accounting manager, and people would come in and they'd think that whatever they had was, you know, needed to be taken care of in that second. And you would look up to them and put your finger up like, you're just a minute, I'm on an important call. And they pace and they pace, and then they start whispering to you.
Yep.
Because they need to tell you whatever is so important for them in that moment, right? How many times has that happened to you?
I can hear them anyway while I'm talking to another person. But, yeah,
exactly.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I've had that happen at every job I've ever been at. Where you're occupied, you're a conversation, and yet that person in that moment feels that what they have to say is more important. And that has to do with not being realistic and not putting what you're trying to do in perspective. Now, if the building's on fire, then of course you're going to have to be rude and get everybody's attention, point blank.
Mm-hmm.
But except for something like that, it can wait. You can wait and let the person get, you know, have your attention. I mean, have their attention in the appropriate amount of time. And this is something that, again, goes to the fact that there are a lot of adults today that are immature. I mean, there's no other way of putting it. A mature person, somebody who had a reasonable sense of their own importance, would be able to be patient enough to wait for the person to have the opportunity to give them attention. It's not that the person's not – I wasn't not giving attention to these people. But I was in the middle of something that I had to finish that was going to take only a moment. Let me finish this, and then you'll have my undivided attention. And a lot of times, and you went through it also. You know, I mean, you
oh, yeah.
using, but it mm-hmm. happened to you mm-hmm. constantly, you know, mm-hmm. because everybody mm-hmm. that came to you was more excited about something that just happened, and they felt that if they didn't get it off their chest in that split second, they were just going to explode.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case.
Well,
I mean, it has
no,
to do with
no.
having self-awareness and control over the way you conduct yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and like I said, it's amusing because that means you're in my space. You're not looking at it like that, but you're in my space because I'm in
right.
the middle of something else. My mind, my energy, my attention is focused on something else. So if you really, with the kids, you know, they'll stand here, pace back and forth, especially here in my office. It's amusing, you know, and I'm like, sometimes I put my hand up and say, sit down. Because they're distracting me to the point of no return, right? And I'll hang up the phone. What? I want to know if I can go play basketball with Mike. You came in here and drove me nuts for the last 4 minutes to tell me or ask me if you can go play basketball with Mike. Yeah. Well, you tell us. We have to tell you when we're going someplace. Exactly. And I look at them and I say, you know, I was just talking to somebody who has a really, really big problem.
Yep.
And they needed my undivided attention. And to be honest with you, you took enough of it away. So there were some things that they said to me that didn't, I heard them, but they didn't register with me. Please don't do that to me. And they always
right.
look at me like, oh God, Grandma, you're getting all excited about nothing. But in the workplace, it could be very bad.
Right.
Or let's say, have you ever been with somebody that, you're all conversing. You're having a round table. Just friends. Just, you know, say you're at Macaroni Grill like we all used to do all the time, and we're all sitting there and we're all talking about different things. And many times with all of us women, we're all having one-on-one conversations around the table. But say we're having a conversation and somebody is in mid-conversation and somebody else needs, I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just rude, and it shows lack of respect. But some people will outshout you, talk louder than you, to get everybody's attention because something that you just said triggered a memory for them, and they need to share it immediately. And those kind of things I see happen all the time. I see them happen when I'm observing. I see them happen lately, the Today Show, which I love the Today Show, and they're doing a new segment on the Today Show with Natalie and Willie and what's his name, the weather guy, Al Roker, and you'll be listening to them, and they discuss things like you and I do, you know, but they do it on the Today Show on an open forum kind of thing, and they talk about some of the things that's been talked about on their show that day, or they bring up different topics and they talk about them. Current events, things like that. And they out-talk each other. So while you're watching it, you almost can't get the full gist of the conversation because all three of them are talking at the same time.
Right.
And I see that happening on The View. I see that happening on, I can't even remember the names of all the shows now that are The Chew, The View. All of those shows are incredible people that have a lot to share. I love listening to some of them, but I don't love it when I have to pick a conversation to absorb because all five of them are talking at the same time. And again, that's about respect. And I'm sure, because it's such a laid-back atmosphere, that they don't even know that they're doing it.
I'm surprised the producers, because I know exactly what you're talking about, and when that happens, I lose interest in watching a show because I can't understand what's being said either. It's one of the things that, like when you go through any kind of relationship counseling, one of the things you always find out is that when people argue, and you see this on the talk shows, like you just said, but you also see it in personal relationships. I've seen it in arguments at businesses where you have both people talking at the same time. Well, if you're talking, you're not listening. And if you see the other person is talking, that means they're not hearing a word you're saying. So it really is a waste of your time. If you're trying to have an argument with somebody and the other person is talking, why are you talking? They're not hearing a word you're saying. So what are you just talking for yourself, or are you actually saying things you want the other person to hear? Because they're not going to hear it. And a lot of times when people have arguments, that's one of the reasons why the argument never gets settled, because they never hear the other person's point of view. They never hear anything that would move them off of their stance, because they're just talking. They're not hearing anything, but the same thing is happening to the other person. So nobody ever hears the other side of the coin. And if one person, you have a phenomenal technique, which I've adopted over the years because it works, where if somebody comes to you and they're excited and they're saying something to you, or they're even upset about anything, you just let them talk out. You get to hear everything they have to say. They get it all off their chest. And when they're done and now they're in a receptive mode because they've gotten all the nonsense off their own chest, then you can speak to them because they're in a receptive mode. They've talked it out.
Right.
They've got to say everything they wanted to say. Now they're going to be receptive to anything you might have to say. And then you can gently kind of redirect them in a better place, you know. But that's an art, that's a technique, and that's something that everybody should use in every situation. If you're having some sort of a strenuous confrontation, argument, debate, even in the workplace, let the other person speak, then take your turn. Because if you're trying to talk at each other, first of all, neither one of you is hearing what the other person is saying. And if you're in a group meeting, nobody on the outside they can't track both conversations. So they're hearing bits and pieces of either party, and again, you're not serving the purpose of why you're speaking to begin with, which is to share your ideas with somebody. And if you're doing it in a disrespectful way, you're not sharing your ideas with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You just come off your chest with no purpose. And the other thing about respect, which I agree with wholeheartedly, by the way, that the crux of this is respect, and that respect of your family and friends is so very important, but there's actually another respect that tops them all, and that's self-respect. People that have self-respect, just the same as people that have that feel love for themselves. Remember, you can't get love from other people unless you love yourself. You can't replace that. If you don't have love and appreciation for who you are, all right, then become a person you can love and respect. That it's all in your control. Act in a way with integrity, act in a way with kindness, act in a way where you can love yourself. Once you start loving yourself, it's easy for people to love you because you'll just draw that in. It's the same thing with respect. If you don't respect yourself, don't expect other people to respect you. You have to respect yourself first. You have to conduct yourself in a way that makes you feel good about who you are. And when you give respect to people, again, just like with love, then you almost automatically get it back, unless you have somebody that has issues. I mean, it's not 100% because everybody's unique. But for the majority of people, if you give respect and act with respect, you get it back. It's almost automatic. I've always had an easy time getting respect from people, children, elderly people, CEOs of companies. You know, I've always had an easy time. There's only been a very, very few random people that did not show me respect, but in those cases, they didn't show anybody respect. The person just had issues. So I never took it personally, because it wasn't like they didn't respect me. They didn't respect anybody. They behaved badly. But I would say 98% of the people that I've worked with always showed me respect because of the way I conduct myself, because I give out respect first. I show it to everybody until they give me reason not to give them respect.
Well, and I think that's a good rule of thumb to live by. I mean, respect should be an automatic courtesy in the beginning, absolutely. And once a relationship is formed, then the higher level of respect is one that you earn from each other. And I think that sometimes people think that the automatic courtesy respect is what's supposed to carry you through a relationship, and it doesn't, and it won't. The relationship has to have higher levels of respect so that the relationship gets stronger and more meaningful and more reciprocal. If you don't do that, then it usually doesn't turn into a very good relationship.
Right.
People always say to me, oh, my God, you have so many friends. And I look at them and I say, I know a lot of people. Yes, I know a lot of people. But I have choice friends. And they're the people that I surround myself with. They're the people I spend time with. There used to be a differential called, oh, well, they're my acquaintances. I wouldn't say that a lot of the other people in my life are just acquaintances. I would say they're friends, too. But my true, proven friends that, you know that if I called them tomorrow from Timbuktu and told them I needed them to come get me, they would come get me. I know
mm-hmm.
who they are. I
yep.
know who they are. There's no yep. doubt in my mind who they are. So, but that's been built. Sometimes you feel very close to somebody that you meet for the first time, and I'm a believer in many lives. So I often believe when I meet somebody and I feel a kinship to them and a respect for them and a caring for them, even though I know I've never met them before, I believe it's because I knew them in another life. So, and of course, you know, it's okay if you don't believe in that. And if you're very young, you probably don't because you haven't had those kind of feelings yet. But by the time you reach my age, there'll have been many people that you met, that you meet, that you think is the first time, but you'll have feelings for them, and you won't know where they came from, and that's
right.
why. So,
right,
but
right.
that's up to everybody's own, you know, whatever you believe is fine with me. I'm not trying to tell anybody that's the way they should believe, but that's me. But respect
and
for
I
me
feel the
is
same way
incredibly.
I've had that
oh, yeah,
happen.
I know. Well, you and I were fast friends. Fast good friends. So
yes.
I think that it's entirely probable that we have met before. And many people, especially at the Institute, people would come to me and say, I need to talk to you because this outside entity wants me to, and they would tell me things. And I've talked about this on the show before. But my husband and I don't have to be in each other's face all the time. We don't have to be with each other all the time. And yet, there has always been a link since day one for
mm-hmm.
whatever reason. And when people have regressed me, they've often told me that he and I have not always been a couple, but we've known each other before and been friends before, which explains a lot because there was no need between he and I for a lot of explanation or a lot of conversation about who we are and why we are who we are. So that's usually a good sign as well. But you'll find other people, you know, people that maybe you only see once, but you'll feel a kinship to them. But back to respect, I think that this person that did what they did yesterday, I hope they get some help. I suspect that they sit in a room like Shelley informed me yesterday that I didn't know about. Apparently there's some way on the computer or on Skype or something so that you can use many different numbers or many different handles, because one of the things that came up on my dashboard was a logo for some kind of a clown. And I think that after I found all these websites that you can join and make various calls to people, and they might have been set up in good fun, and they might be supporting a lot of people who are having a good time with that and do it to each other and stuff like that. You know, you did this to me, so the next day I do something to you, and all the shows that are on television that support that kind of fun, if that's what you want to call it. I'm not a big person for scaring people. I mean, it doesn't, it doesn't hold a whole lot of entertainment for me. I'm also not a big person for getting somebody all upset and then telling them, oh, I'm kidding, it's a joke. But I have done it. I'm put in mind of a day when I called all of my major
team. Was it
team.
April Fool's?
Yes.
It was April Fool's Day.
April Fool's, that's right. And I brought you all into my office and told you that, you know, there was somebody new on the property, and I'm sure you were all wondering what he was, and I told you all that I was leaving. And it was, I thought nobody would believe me and you'd all start laughing, but some of you did.
Uh-huh.
Some of you went a little bit crazy.
Yep.
and I said, I'm kidding. You know.
Oh my!
But,
yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah, we were all. You could have heard a pin drop in the room. There were like a dozen of us in there, and one the maintenance manager actually got pissed off and said, "This can't be true," and made some kind of a comment and like stormed out of the office. And the woman that was standing next to you, the store manager, actually started smacking you with the folder she had in her hand. Don't ever do anything like that to us again. It was hilarious. I mean, everybody was like, first we were all upset, believed it for a minute, and then when we realized it wasn't true, then everybody was like, don't ever do that again. It was actually pretty funny.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's not something that I would do on a regular basis because but sometimes I have been known to do something silly like that for a laugh or to lighten the load. And to be honest with you, I did it that day because there was a whole bunch of scuttlebutt, because there was somebody new on the property, and everybody was kind of, that was in their head, you know, what's going on.
Anyway.
So it was perfect timing.
But, you know, the whole thing about pranks and practical jokes, they have their place. They can be funny. They can, first of all, if you are the subject of a prank or a practical joke in good fun, it makes you feel kind of special. You know, you're cracking up that somebody went through that much trouble to do something to you. But like I said before, the key is that I still don't like the ones that scare people. I just don't.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because I don't like engaging that sensation. But there are people that like being scared. There are people that pay good money to go in haunted houses, and the bloodier and the gorier, the better. So if you're pranking, if you're scaring somebody that has that personality, I guess it's okay because they've already shown to their friends that they like that stuff. I don't like those kind of haunted houses, so I wouldn't be a good subject to scare, you know, to prank that way. But I told you that when I was at other jobs, I was a real prankster. But everything was always in good fun. Everybody laughed, including the person I pranked, and I got pranked a lot back. I never got pranked in a way that hurt me. It was always great fun when it happened back to me. But it was always lighthearted stuff, never mean, never scaring. It was just like nonsense. Like I told you, after I pranked my friend who was my boss at the time, I came in the next morning, and she had taken every sheet of paper on my desktop and stapled it one page at a time to my desk blotter, which was actually pretty funny. I sat there for like 20 minutes before I could start working because I had to, one sheet at a time, I had to take the staples out. You know, so that kind of nonsense. But it was funny. I came in the next morning, I go to pick up a piece of paper, my whole blotter comes up with it. And everybody in the office cracked up laughing because they watched her do it the night before. You know, so it's that kind of stuff. You know, and it can be lighthearted.
And, right. And you're right. Yeah. That is fun. And making people laugh is a gift. It's a gift to get and a gift to give. I'm a big believer in laughing and having fun with each other. You just reminded me of something else here. I guess I've done more of this stuff than I gave myself credit for. I remember this was here in this house, so it was within the last couple of years. I was making a small turkey. Usually our turkeys are enormous, so I couldn't have done this with a big turkey, but it was a small turkey. And I have this little egg timer that has a face on it, you know, for you to do minute eggs or 2 minute eggs or something like that with the sand. And
right.
But on the front of it, it has a little face. So I took the turkey and I put it in one of my big pots. And of course it has no neck or no head on the turkey. So I sat it upright on its butt and stuck this egg so it looked like the turkey with its little wings out and everything had a face. And I put a top on it, and I sent one of the bigger kids, I can't remember whether it was Spike or Diana, to the stovetop, and I said, will you check that turkey that I just put on? And they took the lid off, and here's this turkey staring at him. You should have heard him. It was hysterical. I even took a picture of it with my camera phone. And but they cracked up. So I guess I have done a few things like that. But again, I would never pull a chair out from anybody. I would never call anybody and say, you know, I just was in a terrible car accident. I would never do pranks like that because doing things like that often brings those kind of things to you, I believe. So I would never do that. But the other funny, cute little things like stapling all your paper, I could see me doing that to you too. So I think that those things are funny and those things are cute. But I do think, though, that respect is something that we're missing in the world today. And I've said this a million times, and I will say it again. The lack of respect that we show today for the President of the United States, for the Pope, for teachers, principals, congresspeople, some of them don't deserve any respect. I'm not disputing that. But if they're still in that seat and they still have specific responsibilities that you're not willing to take on, then that requires a certain amount of respect from you as well. And respect doesn't mean you love somebody or that you even like somebody. Respect is a whole different emotion, regard. It's not about, I love that guy so much, or I like her so much, or she's so good at what she does. Respect is a different entity. Respect means that you give them their space, that you listen to what they say to you, that you hear what they say to you. That's really what respect is all about. And I hope that this young man or old man, for all I know, who did what they did to us yesterday and have there, it has happened to us before. This is not the first time we've gotten an off the wall call like that with somebody saying something disgusting. So, and I know for a fact a couple of my other friends who have radio shows, informational shows that they do about lifestyle and stuff like that, they've had that happen to them because you open the line so anybody can call in. So you've got to take the bad with the good. But I apologize to all the rest of my listeners and tell them that I wish there was really a way that I could be more aware of who the caller is, but there really isn't. However, when I come back from this trip, I will address some of this and ask Blog Talk Radio how they handle it, because I'm sure it's happened to them before as well. So, Shell, have you got anything else to add to this? Because I am going to cut it short so that I can get my butt in gear here and get things moving.
No, I think just basically what we've talked about, start having some respect for yourself, you know, and like what I said a minute ago about pranking and practical jokes. They are good. They're good. They're healthy. But you have to interject a little bit of reasonableness and make sure that you're not pranking or practical joking someone in a way that would harm them either emotionally or physically. Keep it good, lighthearted, fun. It is good. And if you respect yourself first, you're almost always going to be acting in an appropriate way to with other people, because it will that will kind of direct your actions if you start from self-respect.
Well, and I agree with all of that. And I want to say out there, too, if I have any young people listening, I have a couple young people that that listen later on the computer, on my website, on my Facebook page. They click on the show that was on in the morning and listen to it later, and I have a couple friends that do that as well. Respect is incredibly important to our whole world, and the more the more receptive we can be to understanding what respect really means, how you give it, how you receive it, I think is imperative to the well-being of our world. And I think if we could have more respect, there'd be a lot less bullying. There would be a lot less abuse. There would be a lot more supportive energy in our world overall. So please think about that and think about figuring out a way so that you can give more and receive more. Everybody have a great day. I will be home, like I said, next Tuesday, so we'll have a show next Wednesday. And I hope all of you that care about me that are out there are keeping some prayers and some good thoughts for my sister. I know that she is transitioning very soon. There's nothing we can do about that. I want it to be painless and warm and comfortable for her because I know she's going to a better place. So thank you all, and God bless, and everybody have the best day that they can today. Looks like it's going to be gorgeous here in South Florida. I hope wherever you are, it's beautiful as well. Thanks, Shell. I will see you when I get home, honey.
Wonderful, and I send my prayers with you, sweetheart. Have a very safe trip, and I will talk to you next week.
All right, dear. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody. Right. God bless.
Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Great week.